T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 66 WFAN. Well, it is good evening slash good morning to you. And how you be at 12:06, 25 seconds to go along with it on what is now Friday morning on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Sus, Ed Arzuman, all on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666 for a 1 hour schmooze right up until JJ after dark. And JJ coming your way at 1 on your fan New York City. And coming your way now at this late slash early morning hour, Mike Puma of the New York Post. And of course, he covers the Metropolitans. Michael, at this hour, any hour, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time.
Yes, Steve. No, I'm wide awake here. I'm gonna stay up several more hours here.
I believe you. And this somewhat breaking story, it's not official, but about to break, about to become final. Let me ask you this, and this is maybe not as important as what we'll talk about for a couple of minutes with all the work that you do have to do, and we'll respect that. Did Yahoo Sports get this from you, or did they break the story altogether?
Which part?
Well, the part about this deal with Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz and Bruce and Swarzak going to Seattle and Cano and Diaz coming to the Metropolitans, and with the three prospects. What did they break, and what did you? We want to give you credit if credit is due, Mr.
You know
Puma.
It goes so fast after a while, but I think Yahoo had it first, to be honest with you, Steve.
Okay. Bottom line is, what can you tell us? I mean, is this about to truly be final, all said and done, by later on today, Friday?
I think there's a strong chance it's going to be finalized by some point Friday morning. Now, there's still some things that have to be ironed out here. A couple of things I think that have to be discussed as far as maybe what prospect or prospects are going into the deal. The names that are out there right now are a couple of number one picks. Kelenic, who they drafted in the first round this year.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Dunn, a pitcher, previous number one pick. Jeff McNeil's name has been floating around. So I think that's part of kind of what's got to get cleared up here. And then, how much money is coming back, too? What is going to be the Mets' responsibility to Robinson Cano over the next 5 years?
All right, so you don't know anything about the money.
Don't know anything about the money.
And you got to, can we assume that Seattle is going to be eating some of what is left on the $120 million and the 5 years?
I think that's a pretty safe assumption, yes.
Okay.
Now you got to realize that Jay Bruce and Anthony Swarzak are in this deal.
Right.
So that's that's $37 million
right.
The Mets are sending the other way.
And they've been, from what we understand, they've been told that when the deal does become final, they're in this deal and they're going to Seattle.
Yes, Brody Van Wagenen began contacting some of the players tonight to let them know that they're in the deal and that it's not official yet, but if it becomes official, you're in this deal, and Jay Bruce and Anthony Swarzak are in the deal.
And we had heard, that, as you mentioned, we had heard Kelenic We had heard Dunn and Bautista. We did not hear the name Jeff McNeil.
My understanding is, as of yesterday, Jeff McNeil's name was not in the deal as of yesterday. His name came up today. Now, there's kind of some unclarity if he's in it or not. But his name was certainly bandied about today.
Mm. What do you think of this?
Boy, you know, you get a guy like Edwin Diaz, quality reliever, a very good reliever, 57 saves, mm-hmm. 1.96 ERA, controllable for 4 years. I think that's the part of the deal you got to love. I don't know if you're a Mets fan, if you're going to love the Cano part of the deal.
Especially,
you know, we're talking 5 years for Robin, 36-year-old Robinson Cano.
Right.
Maybe get a good year or two out of him. What are the last 3 years of that deal going to look like?
Yeah, first of all, I didn't think this was going to happen. I thought it was more the smoke and mirrors. Yeah, we were hearing Robinson Cano. And yesterday we were hearing a little bit with Bryce Harper. Because in the past, you know, to tease the fan base, you would hear about big deals, blockbuster deals being made. And in the past, as you know, the Metropolitan fan would be teased by the rumors that the Mets were going after this guy or that guy. And then end up with much smaller pieces. Let me ask you this. Once this deal becomes official, and it does appear from what you're telling us, from what Yahoo Sports was reporting, that the deal later on today, this morning possibly, it becomes final. This cannot be. Tell me your thoughts and reaction to this deal being done, and then what? What do the Mets have to do? If this deal becomes official, and let's assume it's going to be official soon, now they have to make more moves. Would you agree?
Oh, they definitely have to make more moves. I still think you need another high-end arm in that bullpen, you know, whether it's Zach Britton or Adam Ottavino or Andrew Miller. I still think you need another arm of that caliber. You still need a catcher. You probably still have to think about center field, even though, you have Juan Lagares coming back, but as we all know, you can't count on him, but he's also making $9 million a year,
right.
And the Wilpons aren't going to swallow that money, so.
He's never healthy.
He's never healthy. It's been three years in a row that he's played less than 100 games, so. You have to look at that position, but certainly, you know, another arm in the bullpen and catcher are going to be big pieces they still have to fill.
What about Syndergaard?
Syndergaard, I think there's less optimism among the Mets now than there was, say, a week ago, mm-hmm. that they can get something done with Syndergaard. I think they've poked around a little bit, and part of the problem they're finding is if they trade Syndergaard, they want pieces that'll help them win in 2019, and the teams that have those pieces are trying to win in 2019 themselves. So the Mets are looking at deals with Syndergaard where you're talking more about prospects now than starting players for next season. So I think there's there's some skepticism among Mets officials right now that they'll get something done with Syndergaard. Now, you know, we have the winter meetings coming up in mm-hmm. a week and a half, and maybe that changes things. But I think right now it's kind of they're kind of lukewarm on the idea.
Where might the catchers? Where might the Metropolitans go for catcher? Because over the last couple of weeks, once the hot stove season got itself underway, and by the way, we're talking with Mike Puma and not for much longer. He's got a lot of work to do, as he alluded to earlier in the interview. He covers the Metropolitans for the New York Post. We're more than happy to have him on for a couple more minutes, and then we'll let you go, I promise. Unless you want to hang up on me, because that's been done before, Mike.
You know what, Steve? I voted, I had an MVP vote, and I voted DeGrom second. Is that okay?
Here's the thing. Where are the Mets, as far as you know, are the Mets going to go for catcher? We've heard about Maldonado, Grandel. Where do you think they might be, where they might go from at this point? And there are a lot of catchers who are free agents out there, and they're all over 30. And Grandel was terrible. He looked like, pardon the expression, Gary Sanchez in the postseason. He couldn't catch anything behind the plate. How likely might it be that the Mets go after Grandel, who has been with the Dodgers?
Yeah, I think it's more likely they go after Maldonado, especially if they finish this Cano trade, because that'll give them a little more offense, and you can live with a more of a defensive minded catcher if you have that other bat in the lineup with Cano. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you don't get Cano, I don't know if you're going after a guy like Maldonado. So I still think Maldonado's the guy they like the best, that they think is the best fit for them. Mm-hmm. But he's also represented by Scott Boras, so that could be a little bit of a problem.
Do you think this will be the last big deal that the Mets make this offseason?
As far as the trade?
Yes.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think Brody Van Wagenen is going to try and do some things there. Now, you know, they still could pull off a Syndergaard trade. I mean, as much as it doesn't look, I don't think it looks great right now, but they still could pull that off. I think his priority, Chuck Wilpon made reference to it about 2 weeks ago, that the first thing they were going to do was look to make improvements through trades. So, this Cano thing would be the first. The Cano trade would be the first step, and then look to deal Syndergaard. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's another trade.
Yeah, and they need a bat. I mean, we understand that Cano. Listen, we understand at 36, he's a 300 hitter, but I would think they need another bat, a power bat per se. And by the way, is Cespedes, I read one report where Cespedes might come back in June, and of course most of us were under the belief that with the feet, if he was going to come back at all, it would be in August or September, and maybe wouldn't play at all in 2019. What's your thought?
Yeah, I think best case scenario, he could be back in June, but you know, you really don't know until he gets out there and really starts pushing it and rehabbing, and getting in rehab games and that stuff. So, best case is June, but you know, I think the Mets would sign up certainly right now for the All-Star break or maybe even early August. And with Cespedes, it also might depend if the team's in a pennant race, he might push himself a little harder to get back. Whereas if the team isn't doing so well, maybe he won't be in such a hurry to come back.
Okay, a final question, then we let you go. They're building. You mentioned All-Stars. We don't know how many All-Star Metropolitans might have in the 2019 All-Star game, but we know they're certainly, in terms of experience, building an All-Star front office. With some of the moves they made, and the latest with Alan Beard, we understand Chili Davis will be the hitting coach. We know about Riegelman sitting next to Callaway. So they are building some all-stars in terms of experience around the agent-turned-GM and the rookie manager now going into his second year.
Yeah, I like the Riegelman hiring. He's been around the block. A good presence, knows the National League, and listen. Let's be honest. If if things go south for Mickey Callaway early and they have to make a change, Jim Ringelman's been in that spot before and can kind of hold the fort.
Michael, I can't thank you enough at this hour, knowing, again, with the work you have to do, the best of the holiday season to you, and thanks really seriously so for giving us a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
You got it. Mike Puma of the New York Post, who covers the Mets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.